This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Spider mites, the soybean pest that loves drought. Today's report, we focused on just one pest that is very common in soybean fields, but it can be a real problem during drought years like this one. First off, what are spider mites? Like the name suggests, they are tiny mite-sized spiders, except these little spiders feed on plants rather than other bugs. They are so tiny that they are hard to see, hardly a millimeter in size and reddish or yellow in color. Like other leaf feeders, they have a sharp mouth point that pierces the cells of plants so they can suck out the juices. They are always found on the underside of the leaf, often surrounded by thin webbing. They reproduce fast, having 5 to 10 generations during a growing season, each one taking 3 weeks or less. Although they have been around since April, now is the time when their populations can really start to build. We see spider mites nearly every year and on a great number of host plants, including most garden vegetables and many broadleaf weeds as well. Most of the time, they aren't much of an issue because beneficial insects keep them in check. They are also subject to a specific pathogenic fungus that will spread throughout high populations. Also, because they are so tiny, usually plants grow fast enough to outgrow the spider mite population. The problem is that drought and hot weather creates the perfect conditions for spider mites for a number of reasons. 1. During drought, soybeans become the best feeding option. Soybeans next to just harvested hay or corn fields can be especially at risk. 2. Spider mite reproduction speeds up in hot weather, while predatory insects slow down. And 3. The pathogenic fungus that normally controls the high populations can't spread during low humidity and temperatures above 90 degrees. This all combines with the fact that soybeans are already drought-stressed and can't take the water loss from the spider mite feeding. Symptoms of mites look like speckled, sandblasted leaves and all-over plant yellowing into bronzing. Often, the symptoms are confused with drought stress, which usually occurs at the same time. Since spider mites are hard to see, the best way to check for them is to tap a suspected leaf on a white sheet of paper to dislodge the mites. Then, you might be able to see the tiny little mites scurrying away. Not many other bugs are as small as spider mites, so it's unlikely to be anything else. Of course, when checking a field for spider mites, or really any insect, be sure to check more than just the field edges, where pests tend to be worse. Population thresholds for spraying are hard to determine. Generally, if you see some amount of stipling on most plants, with a leaf loss area around 20%, then it's at the threshold. Spraying for spider mites is more difficult. They are always on the underside of the leaf and protected by a webbing. So, a full rate of water carrier is needed. That's 20 gallons for a ground rig and 5 gallons for an aerial application. Some pesticides don't work well on spider mites, and some can actually make the mites worse by killing off the beneficials. Only a few pesticides can kill the eggs, but it is important to have a good residual so populations can't rebuild. There are a couple publications from Nebraska and Minnesota Extension that has pesticides recommendations. If you need help identifying pests in your soybean field or need help finding chemical information, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.